IVM.
कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. वेलकम टू द शो. टुडे शो इज कॉल्ड देवेंद्र वाघ. इन केस यू थॉट आई वाज गोइंग समवेयर एल्स विद इट, आई एम वेरी क्विक. I mixed up two names and made sure that we are safe. In the name of the father, or aage mat bolo, because that also will be a problem. So we stop there. Rishi saying, Rishi's heart is beating. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be behind the camera. He doesn't want to listen to me. And but you'll get fussed out. Let's be honest, people listening. If there's any controversial statement, everyone in the room is responsible. You cannot say the person in front of camera alone. It's like in a movie, when Alec Baldwin, I can't, Risk or something. What is the movie where he shoots? She Rest. Shot that. Rust, Risk. He shot that lady.
He camera. Did not shoot.
Well, by mistake. Yeah. I'm not saying he murdered her out of intent, but he shot her. Everyone is responsible for that. They're still after him. But the whole set is responsible. Production is responsible. Mm-hmm. The people who are cleaning the set are responsible. Everyone is involved in that team effort. So same here, as far as I'm concerned. Rishi, if we say anything wrong, you are coming down with the Titanic.
What if?
Titanic, Anitu.
Tickle. What if I'm an AI, the voice of an AI?
You're the
Can
voice
they
of,
arrest an AI?
don't recommend all this to Amit. Just be careful. In any case, we're looking in that direction, it looks like.
Right. So, the questions. First one comes from Anubhav Singh. Your views on the world's strongest man competition. Also, do you think that we Indians have the potential to dominate that contest? Also, what's your take on the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight?
So this guy called Mitchell Hooper has now become a big name in Strongest Man. I do watch. I watch the old ones also. I love watching. But you have to be a genetic freak first. People have to understand everyone can't be in Strongman. You have to first be a genetic freak. Then, of course, whatever chemical enhancement and all that happens with powerlifting, you have to at some level. And then there's a very elite group of people who can do this. So when you say Indians can't do it, that's bullshit. You'd have to find just a few people. A few people with the genes that allow them to have this kind of power and strength. You have to search. Problem is, we don't have that sort of traction. Imagine if we did in what we do in cricket, where we're finding people deep in some gully in Jabalpur, you are finding the next, you know, Virat Kohli. You know, if you can do that, you will find talent everywhere. Give me the money and I will go looking for powerlifting talent. I see it sometimes. I see a guy on the road, a laborer. You can see his sort of strength and power and, you know, not just physique, not aesthetics. I'm talking about strength and power. Rishi is a small guy, but I've seen him pick up a couple of the vendors who've come here and throw them out of the door.
Yeah.
Turned out to be guests, but he didn't know. But so these things happen. So we have the talent. This is rubbish. For example, people say, why is India bad at rugby? Because we don't have big guys. Who said you don't have big guys? I have to find five big guys. And you don't have to go to North India to find five big guys. I'll find five big guys in Kerala or in Orissa. You just have to find those. It's not difficult. They're 1.4 billion. We just need a few from 1.4 billion. It's not that bad. Every country has it. Okay. This is rubbish thinking to say, oh, we don't have the genes. We have the genes. Having said that, we don't have the culture. Powerlifting is still a very small sport. Very few people do it. And in urban India, the kind of people come to gyms, they don't want to do powerlifting. They come and say, Vijay, ikre, achha, just roll my leg. You know, so they're not going to become powerlifters, right? Because they're lying on mats and putting their bums up and doing all rubbish. So we have to remove all those people from gyms. I would say shoot them, but I guess people won't accept that. And allow only people with ferocity and aggression and who come there to train properly and have intent, they should be allowed. So don't start me off on this. It's a very, very touchy topic. Now I've got irritated with all the urban people I have to look at every morning. Who? What is the word that rhymes with boots? That's what they are, all of them. Now, talking about the Tyson fight, I feel very bad. He'll be 58, I think, in May. And July or June is the fight. 58-year-old man, no matter how talented he is, fighting a okay average boxer like Jake Paul, it's still unfair. It's just not fair. You know, I mean, if Mike Tyson actually loses, I think Jake Paul should hang himself for doing this, for daring to spoil the legacy of one of the greats of all time. No question. 86 to 90, one of the greats of all time. That prison sentence and all changed him. He became a softer human being. See, the same thing I'm telling you about urban boots. Same thing. Your mentality changed in Mike Tyson. He was not the same ferocious Mike Tyson. But 86 to 90, my God, two or three rounds, you didn't have to wait longer. It would just come, hey, Bob. Shorter guy, under 6 foot, but he just was unbelievable. What power. I would have loved to have him as a bodyguard. Every time I'm on the road and people irritate me, I'd release Mike Tyson. But 86 to 90, so tack. Oh, Jake Paul sucks.
Did you read the news about Floyd Mayweather visiting Siddhi Vinayak?
I not only read the news, I think I was in Calcutta or something out of Bombay at least when I got this video of him and I don't know what he was doing. Sometimes I think you're a boxer, stay in the ring. He was just standing there and making some strange comments which he thought it was funny. Mm. And the funny part is in India, as long as you're a foreigner, you don't have to be famous. Let me tell you an example. So we did this Bakra when England was touring in 2004-05 where I took a gentleman who was of African-American origin as an actor who we found in Leopold, lovely guy. And we just kept him there in Dadar, okay? Proper Dadar, which is very close to where I live and all that. And we would pretend we were doing a shoot with him, like an outdoor shoot. And we kept calling him Andrew Flintoff. So people passing by say, Kona, I say Andrew Flintoff, who was the captain, okay? White as snow, 6'4". This guy was smaller and of a different race. Everyone came and took pictures. Ah, Andrew Flintoff. Ah, mere ko malum hai, malum hai. I'll take photo, I'll take photo. Everyone took photos. They just believe it. As long as you're a foreigner, I'll give you a name. Now, how many people followed Floyd Mayweather's career and Siddhi Vinayak?
Yeah.
Opposite Siddhi Vinayak is sport's greatest enemy. Opposite means you just walk opposite, you'll meet sport's greatest enemy, Vijay Konalkar. Okay, he doesn't know Floyd from fucking Mayweather. I can tell you right now. Okay, so these are the kind of people who are there. Because let's be honest, at that time in the day when he's gone there and all, there might be 5% of people who know who he is. Right? But he's a foreigner. He's got all these people around him. Like Rihanna. She went to, what's the name of the...
Jamnagar.
She went to Jamnagar and at the airport, everybody took pictures with her. You tell me all those bodyguards and people in the females in, army clothing and fatigues and all that, they all follow Rihanna. I find it hard to believe, yeah. I'm not saying they can't because internet is huge and all that, but I just found it hard to believe. But she's a foreigner. The power factor is there. 30 chamchas are around. Give me 30 chamchas, put me on the road and I'll be bigger than Shah Rukh Khan. Because people will just come and take pictures. Kaun hai? Uska naam hai Teri Maa Ka. Teri Maa Ka, he's very famous. I've seen his movie. Teri Maa Ka, famous picture, Jangi Jawani, Nanga Nanga. This is the name of the picture. Bas, ho gaya. I'll sell anything. Give me 40 chamchas. I'm telling you right now. Hey, can we get 40 chamchas? We don't have anyone here. We have 4 people left.
We can actually get 40 chamchas.
You can get 40 chamchas. Actual chamchas. We have only 4 people. We can start a boy band. Let's face it. Nothing else right now.
What do we name it as?
Let's do it fast before we are 3.
Yeah.
Then we'll ask Ringo ka kya hua.
Yeah. Okay, next question comes from Harvesh Pakasad. Your thoughts on reports coming out that selectors have requested Virat Kohli to drop himself for T20 World Cup?
This question on Virat Kohli came obviously earlier. Last night, we're recording, last night 77 or 40 odd, okay, man of the match, won the game, fair enough to say. So, I mean, T20 is ridiculous because if you perform the day before, you're in the team. All right, it's like that young Joseph, Shamar Joseph, who won the Brisbane Test. Within 2 days, he's been picked and put in the Lucknow team. Won the Brisbane Test against Australia, red ball, took 7 for 68. But doesn't matter. Overnight sensation, suddenly turned the game around, 10-1 odds, West Indies versus Australia in Brisbane. And then he comes to Lucknow for the T20 in India. The connection is actually very vague, but it's still there. So for me, all this talk means nothing. Let's see how the IPL plays out. They say old man, kitna old man. So 36-year-old Jadeja is there, 36-year-old Rohit Sharma is the captain. So it's not like we have old men all over. In test, we have 37-year-old Ashwin. So I think this is nonsense about the age thing. If Virat is performing, he will be in. If he has, say, 5 ducks in a row towards the end of the IPL, he won't be in. It's very simple. There was a fight between Ravi Shastri and Kevin Peterson, where Kevin Peterson said that we need the game to grow in America. You need Virat, the superstar, to go there. F his batting potential and age and all. He just needs to be there as a symbol, as an ambassador. And Ravi Shastri said, no, we have to win. Which means that Ravi and Virat are not as close as I thought they were. And he said, no, we won in 2007 as a young team. What about politics? When will you get a young team in politics? This is my question to you. Politics is no young team. Father, son. Son ka son. Son ka son. And nobody vacates the seat. Father will serve as 87-year-old chief minister. It's very possible. By the way, there's a third Shiv Sena happening as we speak. I'm telling you, Malwa Hill politics.
Wow.
There's a faction now fighting in the Shinde faction already. And the funny part is there's one guy who's left the Udhav faction to go to Shinde, now wants to go back to Udhav.
Man.
I mean, that's like going back to your own wife.
Yeah,
that's
or so old company.
To wife say, girlfriend ke paas gaye, phir girlfriend ke interest gaye usme, and back to the wife. Very rare, yaar. I mean, you'll go to another girlfriend, I presume, but to go back to the wife.
Upgrade, no?
Not upgrade, it means like you made a big mistake. You're accepting. Ouch, where have we gone with this conversation? We're talking about Virat Kohli, no?
He further adds, for me, he has to be in the playing 11. There's still place for an anchor and he's the best finisher we have
got. I don't believe in the anchor in T20. This anchor is rubbish. You can't, what will you anchor? Very rare, if it's a low scoring game, you need an anchor, like chasing 100, then an anchor makes sense. Otherwise, where? There's no anchor left. Who is the anchor? Pujara would be playing in every team, no? You have batsmen who are fantastic quality batsmen. Anchors, not 50 overs, yes. Test match for sure. Attritional batting, but where the hell? I'm talking like I've made 29 centuries.
Mm.
But anyway, you know what I mean. I don't see a place for anchors. It's you're chasing 200. Who can eat our balls? There's no anchor. Mm. Everyone has to come and perform. You make 2-3 balls to get into it. And then after 15 balls, if you're not batting on 25, you're going to be not an asset, a liability. So I still think if he performs throughout the World Cup, and I think he will, he goes to US. Simple. Ravi versus Peterson. Watch that space.
Mm. Okay, Crazy Skull. Ask, why are we trying so hard to continue our species?
As in Parsis?
As in humans.
Oh.
Human species, yeah.
Humans are highly overrated after a point. Nah? Mm. There has been development and there's been all good things also, but I don't want to use the word vikas. Other people are using it. But I think after some time, you know, the marginal utility of this product of progress is just going, what's the point? And look at the way we destroyed all the flora, fauna, and all that. I mean, there comes a point when you're just doing murder, no?
Yeah.
You can't say, no, but we needed to do this. How do we survive? But you take away there'll be no lakes. Mm. There'll be no forests. There'll be no animals. The only animals are the two-legged ones who are crossing the road while you're driving.
You only see them in movies.
Yeah, we'll see them in movies. Literally, we'll say, yeah. Oh, what is a bear? I'll show you. You know your uncle can see? Like him, but bigger. See this, you know? I don't know. Humans are highly overrated for me. See, I know there are most animals... They attack you because you're in their territory and they don't want you around and they're scared, or then you're near the cubs or kids, or it's the mating season and the male is super testosterone driven, which is a rare thing, like an elephant and mustard. You know, that time you want to stay away from a 12-foot, 10-ton elephant who can kill you and wants to attack anything in sight.
Mm.
But these are all very clear parameters. But in humans, what happens is your best friend murders you.
Mm.
After 26 years, you don't know, he's screwing your wife, he's killed your child, and now he's stolen your entire property, and he slowly poisons you, and you die watching him laugh. Mm-hmm. So it's a little, this is normal, by the way, what I've just told you. It's not rare.
Mm.
So this is a difference. That won't happen amongst animals. They're very clear, black, white. There's no option. So I wish sometimes that we could have been animals only and there were no humans. Maybe it would have been a better world. You never know. What do you do with a building? What do you do with this bloody internet?
We shouldn't have evolved.
Yeah, we shouldn't have evolved. Yeah. Okay, so we won't have cricket. But there are other games animals play. I mean, a dog can sniff his own ass. Oh, that's fun.
Or someone else's.
Then someone else is not a sport. That's a passion.
Okay, Nishamon asks, what do you think about India saying that the Russia had a free and fair election?
This is a superb question. Without alcohol, because I've not consumed for many years, it's difficult to answer this question with a straight face. Yeah, it's a free and fair election. And if they think that's the parameter, then we are safe in 2024. What are we worried about? There's nothing to judge here.
Yeah.
Because as bad as that is, ours will be a little better, for sure. So, it's just, I mean, for me, the funnier part is how Navalny died. The so-called opposition symbol. Let's not even call him leader, because what...
They tried to kill him a couple of times.
Yeah. They tried to kill him 10 times. But I'm saying the actual death, when it happens a little before the election. A. B. He goes for a walk and dies. Now, you have elders in your family, and if you're watching and of a certain age, walk is a big deal, right? Suddenly you realize that walk is the most dangerous thing a human being can do. You know, before that, you don't lift weights, or you don't play rugby, don't play cricket with a season ball, all these things hurt you. No, walk. People die out of walking. Navalny left his so-called open prison, goes for a walk, and nobody tells us how he died. But he died because of walking. That's all we know. So for me, that was just fantastic. I mean, what is this democracy? What is left of it now? Let's start all over again. Let's restart with Adam and Eve.
Hmm.
Firstly, now with the woke culture that we have, it should be Adam, Eve, and then all the options. You know, names which are both genders. Like, you know, you're not sure about it, like Roshan or something.
Hmm.
So, you know, you have those names which work with in both. Kiran, one of my favorites. both ways, you're safe with the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't do that. They should call the brother and sister both. The siblings should both have the same name like Kiran.
Hmm.
I would love to see that. Yeah.
Hmm.
This is Kiran, male. This is Kiran, female. That's it.
They should have that sign as well.
Lovely. What fun. Every party, there'll be a big hit. Hey, Kiran's come. Kiran, female.
Okay. Adi asks, why do Indian parents treat their kids as an investment for old age? And should it make someone feel guilty if they fail in their respective career?
Look at it this way. The Westerners, if you look at it from their point of view, where they have these old age homes and all, they must be looking with envy at the way Indians are stuck with their parents and treat them like God. While the father is like, you know, unable to urinate properly or whatever, you're still touching his feet.
Yeah.
He's losing his mind, Alzheimer's, he doesn't know who you are. You're still touching his feet. You're still doing all these things. So I don't know what is the right thing here, because having gone through all that, it's a little difficult, because abandoning old people is a horrible crime also.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you should abandon them when they're young. Because then they were really evil. When they're old, how can you let people go and just put them in a home? Of course, they'll tell you, and it's happening in India also, that you go by choice when you still have your mental faculties working, etc. Bangalore is a lovely place. Himisha, one of our big fans and supporters, has already booked one place for me. And yeah, so you can go and check in. It's, you know, people, like-minded people and all, you have that. But somehow I think in an Indian ethos, it's very tough to imagine people leaving the family. But the one thing is, you lose your job, you're spat at by your colleagues, you don't have a parking space anymore, your money is drying out, but when you come home, you're still the alpha, no matter how old you are. Why would an Indian male give that up? When he comes in, everybody says, dada gya, dada gya.
Ego massage.
Ego massage, yeah. And you're redundant because you're no longer working. So you're the most painful member of the family. You can't cook, you can't clean, you can't walk the dogs, you can't help with anything, you can't balance the books, you can't help, your advice is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Lift band kyun nahi kiya? You know, that's your big moment in the day. You send a message
you're fighting with the watch.
Exactly.
For no reason.
I'm telling you the WhatsApp I get. Lift khula tha. I mean, you fucking shoot. Shut the damn lift. Don't send WhatsApp and go. Watchman should be now hauled, you know, straight to the torture chamber and shot three times in the head because the lift khula tha. God,
the playground, children shouldn't play there.
Yeah. The anti-playground, there has to be one member of an older fraternity who's anti-kids. They shouldn't play there. They hit my car.
Yeah.
The car is parked far away. They're playing with one small ball and all. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Maybe after a certain age, we should just be put inside a mountain and left with no GPS. Or wrong GPS. You will reach China.
Man, I still...
See what happens to the oldies in China.
Huh? Yeah. Like, I still don't know why they fight with the watchman. Like, if the watchman says there's no water for
tomorrow, I'll tell you why they fight with
the
watchman.
Like, what can he do?
Sir, I'm a psychologist. I can answer this question. You fight all the low-hanging fruit who you can bully. You never fight because you become redundant. You can't fight anyone anymore. You're nothing in society. At one time, you're 20 people under you.
Yeah.
You know, people are scared when you enter the office.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the man who provides for the entire family. Yeah. And then suddenly, after 60, that starts going. Who do you fight with? Yeah. Nobody has time for you. They're just giving you fake respect. Na. Baki ye pair. Baad mein pair se pair touch karte hain. You can't even see properly. Uncle, how are you? It's like that. So all this shit is happening. And they always, you'll notice that we people start attacking people who can't fight back. That's the first sign of really losing your mind. Why do you have to do that? That's a big issue. Like, for example, the Bombay gym, they want to fight with us for feeding cats. Let's get them for feeding cats. They won't fight with the chief minister for taking the ground and holding a rally. Nobody talks then. Or a big marathon to come and they shut the parking and the area. They won't fight
there. It's funny to look at them when they are with another alpha.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's no question of alpha. They're not alphas
so
anymore.
Powerless.
They're jokers. You attack the guy who's feeding the cats because that you can. You attack the watchman because that you can.
Yeah.
And then you put it on WhatsApp like you're Sherlock Holmes. I have found out.
Pictures and
Mr.
everything.
Rao had left the door open and Jadhav has not shut the door from downstairs. Both of them should be shot. What the hell? Get a life.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm very worried about old age. If I become like that, please, I'm telling you people watching, come and shoot me. Just take me to the back of the house and two bullets back of the head and end the matter, please. This is too much. What are you doing? You're spending the whole day being this crotchety, crusty, unhappy, irritable, screwed up person who gives no positive energy. You can see that because they're always looking for mistakes.
Small mistakes.
Yeah. And it's not like my family or my building. It's across the world. So obviously we shouldn't retire people. Abhay sir, you don't retire. If you're not doing well in IVM, we will find you another job. There's a plastic surgeon just opposite. You can work there. Now, normally male nurses don't have these long beards. But you can play a role if the surgery goes wrong. Abhay sir's picture is what you want to see. You think, Bhagwan to aa gaya. Mera last shot. Mahura is going to heaven.
He's the Santa Claus, no?
Yeah.
Keeps the spirits high.
Can I tell you my Santa Claus story? But of course, Abhay sir is a real beard. Abhay sir Benchut. He's got a real beard.
Yeah.
So what happened is, and this is a real, I can't lie about this guy. So I'm. You'll say again, Kunal, no? But I have to tell you. So we had at the Bombay gym, my son was just 7. My daughter was 3 or 4. But that's the time when they're all clean. You know, they just want to see this Santa Claus. It's a big deal for a little while. And so we had a Santa Claus coming and giving the kids presents and all. Poor guys were actor like us who didn't get a better gig. He was a thin guy with a pillow. But the problem with the pillow was okay. Pillow kept slipping. Rassi se band ke bench, how will it work like that? And then the beard kept coming off. And he's got a gaunt face. You know, like Rishi's face. Like a thin young man. So like, even third world Santa Claus, he didn't ho paega.
Man, there is Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. So then finally one child... No, one child looks at Kunal and says, why can't uncle be Santa Claus? That's funny. But here's what happens. Some committee guy says, Kunal, can you wear the beard and go? They're not liking this Santa Claus. So then finally he became Santa Claus. No pillow, nothing. Mm-hmm. Face like Santa Claus, just attached the beard and everybody was happy.
He just accepted
it. It's like racism. He was sweet enough. At that time, he was a better human being. No? Now he's become like those old people. No? Why is he crossing the road here? Yeah. Don't start.
So the later part of the question, and should it make someone feel guilty if they fail in their respective career?
Meaning?
If the kids fail in their respective career, should they feel guilty?
The kids or the parents?
Kids.
But failing is a natural process. I mean, how can you not fail?
Hmm.
I think firstly, parents should always tell the kids you're going to fail.
Hmm.
Don't tell them you're going to succeed. Tell them you're going to fail. You get used to failure. Then failure means nothing.
Yeah.
How can you not fail? Think of the stupid boy, especially with males, you tell them that you're the greatest ever.
Hmm.
And then he only fails in America when he's alone. And suddenly he can't achieve whatever he wants to achieve because everything is padded for him here. And then he starts realizing that he's useless and self-esteem crumbles. Hmm. Other way around is better.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're a chooth. Your life sucks. The world sucks. Everybody's evil. Start from there and just go up now.
Yeah.
You're already at the bottom. What's the worst?
Mm.
Failures. Look at us. We are 29 years in the business. We don't know if this damn podcast will continue. Yeah. We don't know if I'm going to get my show back on the air.
Yeah.
We don't know, you know, next week that event will happen or not.
Mm.
So there's failures always there.
Yeah.
I think occasionally you get success, you enjoy it.
Mm.
Don't make too much out of it and get on with it. Failure is your friend for life.
Mm.
Enjoy failure. Yeah. And once you get married, there's even more failure, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
See, what do you know? You don't know married yet, boss. Who's alag failure?
Great. I'm good that way.
That you're double failure. Yeah. You fail at career, then come and fail at home. Yeah. Where do you go after that?
Yeah.
Then you become that old man. Parda ke piche ho. Oh, Neha Sharma. She's a really dirty girl.
Okay. Next question comes from Adam Khor. What's the one thing that you really wish there was an app for?
Oh, one thing 100% for me is lane discipline. How to catch people out in traffic. And of course, these are issues only motorists will understand. But it's just unfair the way, you know, they target you occasionally. Like, for example, the cops are not active all the time. They're active only when they feel like it. Okay, so then everybody slips into this strange kind of behavior. I think everything should be like in China, where everything you do is monitored by the CC.
Yeah.
And it goes on your social security page.
Yeah.
So then you're giving points, which are deducted. So then you will lose the rights as a citizen to many things. Like buying things in public, going out in public, your social security benefits, they will get cut. Your bank allotments will get cut.
Mm.
Your position in society gets completely disfigured. I think that's the way to teach people a lesson, because what happens is they only catch at certain times or whatever. And we have no discipline in our country. Very irritating for me.
Do you think if we have like self-driving cars, this will solve the issue?
No, but tell me one thing. Self-driving cars may solve the issue, but I'm standing in my lane after 9 days. I was just here for 2 days in between, back again out of Bombay with my dog standing in a corner. The guy comes up the one way.
Hmm.
So I don't fight with him now. I try to talk. So I'm telling him, sir, one way se kyun hai? Galti hua. So you expect me to back off.
Yeah.
So I said, galti hua ka matlab kya? Aray, mistake. So this guy was not an aggressive guy. So he's more difficult to handle because he's backing off. So he's not being angry or anything. Mm. But I know he's shameless.
Mm.
There's nothing in his mind which says that he's feeling bad. He's just not a bad natured person. So he doesn't want to shout at you or anything. But he's basically shameless.
And probably he'll do it again.
Yeah. No, but my point is, it's not in his head that I shouldn't do this.
Mm.
And I'm never able to understand that. That whenever we discuss the one-way fight, they never seem to understand we are in the wrong. We are trying to give a bahana why it happened.
Hmm.
You know, meri biwi ka wo bimari hai na, Amritsar mein meri biwi jo bimar hai, uske wajah se main idhar fas gaya. The connection is loose that way. Yeah.
I want maybe it's like the first time someone has.
I can remove people only from earth.
Huh?
It's called a gun. No, not a gun. But I press a button and they disappear.
Again, yeah, like Thanos, no.
Like Thanos. But let's not kill. I'm a pacifist. 500 yards away. Okay, or they all land up in one area.
North Korea.
No, Gir Forest. Lions are very weak here. They're all underweight.
Yeah.
So we send them there and then it's your luck. Hungry lion.
Survival of the fittest.
Because probably the Lions Club of Gir, it's called. The Lions Club of Gir, yeah, they might eat the lion. That day will come, Abhi sir, Banchor. That day will come. Don't say these things.
So, to remove humans, you need that an app.
Well, not remove. See, remove, exterminate, I don't like that. Because that's like, you know, I mean, that's too far.
Hmm.
I want to remove them from the area as some sort of penalty. So just send them somewhere else. Like if they're here in South Mumbai,
Transport them somewhere else.
So they go to Dahisar immediately. You know, it's like that. This is inconvenienced.
Ah.
Let's do that much at least. And then depending on the aesthetics, if it's a good-looking woman who's done something wrong, I may just go to the next lane, not more. If you're a very ugly male,
then
you have to go straight to Dombivli, and that too in an area where you can't get out. It'll take hours. You know, we figure that out. We have GPS.
Yeah. Okay, Kulfi Panda asks, why aren't teenagers working in cafes or any other sort of place to earn money normalized in India like we see in foreign countries?
Yeah, but then foreign countries, they don't live with their parents.
Yeah.
Why don't you live with your parents? My son, give me your phone. I want to order Zomato. Send him to Canada, can't do anything. Send him to some hill station and study there, he can't do anything. But here we are screwed. Everything is padded by us. It's our fault as parents. The kids you're talking about who are working in McDonald's and all that, and I've seen that when I was in New York in 94. You try to get jobs wherever you can because you have to pay bills. Mm. It's a good way to teach, to get people to understand the world that's coming.
We don't have that culture. No, like there it's expected to leave the house by 18.
But that's why when Sparsh comes from Delhi here, he needs his pagar and he takes his work seriously.
Yeah.
While you're already relaxed.
Yeah.
You go back to Panvel, your mom will make food, everything. Just that journey is a bitch.
True.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. But why do you think we don't have that culture?
No, we don't have that culture because we are padded. We are family feudal system. The family feudal system protects. And in a way, it softens the male and the female, but more the male. And then the male just doesn't know how to cope after some time. They just, at 18,
it's people, expected.
No, like, they pay. If they stay, they have to pay their
rent,
parents.
Yeah.
Rent.
Yeah.
They're teaching them in a way. It sounds cruel, but it's teaching them. And then if a guy lives in LA and I put him in East Coast, how's he going to manage? It's an expensive country.
Yeah.
So while he's studying, he has to take a job.
Mm.
You work in the library, you work in the gym, you work in McDonald's, you work in a cafe, you become a pimp. No, don't become a pimp. I mean,
and
I
they have to
I mean,
pay like business. So much, rent, student loans and everything.
The worst is when you think you're a musician. That's the most dangerous.
Yeah.
And they start, thinking that, they think they'll just make a rap song and they'll become the next Snoop Dogg or the big gun is down.
Yeah.
That's very scary. I told my kids, no rap. Please don't waste time. Better stay at home.
Okay. Dhruv asks, what's the importance of marriage except raising the next generation and getting sex?
There's no sex. That's just the first part of marriage. And after that, that'll go. Also, from the male side, it's not like the male is that interested also. So the male shouldn't say, oh, she doesn't give me sex. We all know. Strike one. Strike two, companionship. After some time, if you have a dog, much better relationship. Sometimes the same gender friend can be much easier to talk to. And I don't mean to say that you're preferring sexually this gender or that. But sometimes it's just easier because, say, you both like football, you both like animals.
Common interest.
A common interest. And they don't, generally, with the males, I find that males don't hold other males to high standard. Nobody says, ki, boss, tera bed nahi banaya. I've never heard a male, my pal Vikram or Sameer, don't come and say, boss, your bed is untidy. Kunal does, but Kunal is on the line of the day. So that's a good thing. Now, there's no pressure with the male relationship, really. What do males say? They don't hold you to any standard. Do males ever tell you, ki, boss, your shoes are terrible? They don't really
You
care.
Say no.
Yeah. So I don't know. This marriage thing is tough. I'm working on it. Yeah, but you're right. Without kids, I don't know how people have survived without kids, marriages.
Do you think it's necessary?
Not necessary. I'm saying kids will bind you together. You're stuck, no? You have to pay bills. But the problem is, if there's no kids, why are you together? You wake up and say, Rekha, up? Why? Hello, Rani? Let's go for a drink. I mean, I would do that for sure. So would my wife, I'm sure. I mean, not with Rekha or Rani, but somebody else. I mean, after some time, why would you be the same? The coupling becomes... The only time it works, I think, is when you're so old that you need someone and nobody else is there. Then you're stuck, literally. It's like, a bad lottery. You got the wrong ticket and you're stuck with the other person. And then whoever's slightly healthier is screwed. But they have to do everything. God, I hope it's not me.
Okay, next question from Smooth Influenza. What happens if we replace the government with an AI?
Well, would it really make a difference? Because we know what is coming in most cases.
Yeah.
It's the programming is very clear, not unclear. As long as there's some Vikas, we shouldn't complain. At the moment, my Vikas, I'm a little worried about because speaking on the podcasting structure, we'll see where that's going. In the next year or so, we'll really know. I don't know if AI will make that much of a difference because the programming is coming from whatever programs they have. They'll follow the same thing. So I'm going to change.
Do you think it will be corrupt in a way?
But if you're not corrupt, how do you run a government? It's not possible. People are asking for, again, the high standards. Yeah, ridiculous. You have to be corrupt. My point is how corrupt? Like, for example, that 15 lakhs that was promised in 2014.
Yeah.
I have not received it.
No way.
Now, I'm not saying it's corrupt, but these false promises and all, they're irritating after some time.
Do you think AI will promise something like that?
But then they have to deliver, I'm saying, because AI's programming is more solid, I would think. The problem here is that in my family, we are five people, so that's 75 lakhs. It's per citizen. Abhis is alone, so bichara ko 15 lakh milega, aur kuch nahi. So when will that money come? Do we get compound from 2014 to 2024? Yeah. 10 years compound interest. I'm looking at 15 lakhs being something more close to 26, 27 lakhs per person.
Yeah, easily.
It now puts us in seriously decent money. You know, then my kids don't have to work at McDonald's. Mil gaya thoda.
And imagine hypothetically if everyone receives that money.
Then don't worry, this government will stay for next 3 generations.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
If they, one master stroke, if they can.
What do you think that will happen, like the most common thing that will happen if everyone receives 15 lakhs tomorrow?
It's like a bribe. People will be very happy.
Hmm.
You overlook all the little problems you're having. Is it your metro?
But everything will be expensive, no, after that.
I suppose that's the law of economics. Yeah. Things will go up. But then would you rather things go up or get the money and not go up?
Hmm.
As in not get the money and not go up. So you have to think about that. Lakshadweep will be overcrowded.
Start buying the beach.
Lakshadweep was going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
We are waiting. Yeah, really, really. I would buy an IPL team with the kind of money I'm making now thanks to the government straight away. I'll take the team which is really not performing. I'll have to see one of the bottom two and I'll just take them. By the way, did you all mention the fact that Hardik Pandya got booed in Ahmedabad?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Great.
Unbelievable. And I'll tell you something, going back to Ravi Shastri, in my generation, people, they just caught on. Unnecessarily, only because he's a good-looking guy and he appeared to be... I don't know why, we used to bat slowly sometimes. But then all the crowd would do it.
Hmm.
Ravi Shastri, just like a joke. I'm telling you that Hardik will get abused and Rohit chance will happen in all 10 centers.
Not in one.
Yeah. Not Ahmedabad because they are...
I think it's very personal now.
No? I'm telling you, go to Hyderabad, he's going to get it. Rohit is going to start.
Yeah.
He goes to Kolkata, he's going to get it. Rohit is going to start.
Yeah.
I know the Indian crowd. So Hardik, if you're listening, just be prepared that you're going to have to take it, as the Australians say... Cop it on the chin.
Okay, now the last question comes from Sunit Cham. From whom do you think Kunal Vijaykar bought electoral bonds for?
Well, Kunal Vijaykar. I mean, with all due respect, if you see the greatest names in business are basically from 2 or 3 communities. How many Maharashtrians are there? Let's be honest. Mr. Vijaykar is an artist. Okay, that's where the Maharashtrians are strong. Doctors, engineering, yes. But on enterprise, not too many. My good friends, the Garwades, were decent for a while, but not really at the top of their game anymore. However, Mr. Vijaykar, if he had to buy electoral bonds, I have coached him. You buy from everyone. Be secular in politics. Okay? You buy for everyone, rather, so that everyone benefits for the greater good of humanity. And in case somebody else comes to power, you're still sort of a friend. I've coached him.
Yeah.
He will play with the correct game. That's the only way to do it. There is, I'm telling you honestly, this is all bullshit that the big guns are only buying for the main government or for the main opposition. It's not like that. Everybody's put their finger everywhere and they work it out. They might be giving more to this because you believe if you're a bookie, you know BJP's chance of coming are 90%. If you're not going to, you know, give so much money then to, let's say, Aam Aadmi Party with the chief minister in jail. It's a fair deal.
Yeah.
But just as a businessman, clinically, not because of any loyalty, why would you not put everything, you know, it's like you don't put everything in one,
one basket,
commodities market or something like that. You have to have different things. Abhisar Benchoth has 4 girls.
Yeah.
Which he rotates, right? No, I mean to come clean your house. What did you think?
Okay, that's all the questions, Cyrus.
Yeah, it's been another from Devendra Wag, the name of the show. We are looking for you guys to ask us more difficult questions and maybe we'll get a second person to answer them as well. Let's see. I mean, if there's someone left here. I want Suresh to take over the show as the next generation.
Great.
Our canteen guy, Suresh. Yeah. Till next time, we'll leave you with this wonderful picture. My face missing. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.